is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population. More than a half million Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on the minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown, which has resulted in widespread atrocities, has prompted intense international condemnation. The officials in Myanmar continue to deny the crisis even exists. They've raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists stage brutal public executions, including beheadings, leaving severed heads on display for days afterwards. There was relief and pride in the faces of Kurd fighters as they savored the crushing blow they delivered to ISIS this week, marking the end of 4 months of grueling fighting against the militants for control of the city of Raqqa, the jihadist de facto capital. Wrecked buildings now surround the square, renamed during the IS's 3-year tenure as Hell Square. Like the rest of the city, no building has been left unscathed by the battle for Raqqa. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call for the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. This is